Guys, we're doing something brand new. We're doing ad reads via iPhone. We'd like to thank Masterclass for sponsoring this episode. It offers 180 world-class instructors, people, and with unlimited access to one-on-one classes with the world's best. And something I love about it is they add new classes every month. It doesn't get stale. When you go to the website, sometimes when you subscribe to something, they don't give you enough. With Masterclass, they give you more than you need. Check it out.
Right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/thecast. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/thecast. Again, that's masterclass.com/thecast.
This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
Sorry to interrupt the cast. Quick announcement. Anyone living in the Minneapolis area, April 25, 26, and 27, I'm coming to the House of Comedy. It's a comedy club, actually in the Mall of America on the fourth floor. So anyone who wants to meet me, I will be walking past the roller coaster every night at about 6:45. I'm actually looking forward to this. I told my booker, let me get into some clubs. I want to come to some cities and spend more than one night, play the same room. I'm looking forward to it. And I picked Minnie because last time I was in Minneapolis, anyone who was in knows it was BYOW, bring your own weapon. A little sketchy where I played. So a little more safe environment in the Mall of America, April 25, 26, 27, House of Comedy. In May, I'm coming to a comedy club in North Carolina, I think Greenville. And then I'll be in June going to Boca Raton, Florida. So go to PeteCorielli.com for those dates. And then, of course, opening up for Sebastian on the It Ain't Right Tour, coming basically everywhere. Holy shit, there's a lot of dates for that. But this coming April 25, 26, 27, House of Comedy, fourth floor, Mall of America.
Let's get right into it.
We're back.
I'm going to piggyback on what you were just talking about. I don't even know if we got that on.
Michael Jackson did a live show, and you're telling me it changed your life the next day.
Well, I don't know what rock you were living under when that performance came out.
Yeah.
But everybody saw that. And everybody at school the next day was talking about the moonwalk.
I did, but I felt like I couldn't believe seeing this special. He did such a short moonwalk. I felt like when I saw it, it seemed longer. But of course, next day I was right there too. I was like, what was that all about? But I didn't realize that was like the real coming out of the solo Michael Jackson. I didn't realize it was like that moment was so. And what about it changed your life? Did you practice? Did you try practicing moonwalk in your house?
I think the whole country, you never did the moonwalk?
I tried a couple times. I knew I couldn't be able to do it, but I feel like a guy like you would spend a significant amount of time in your bedroom trying to do it.
Not the bedroom.
The kitchen?
No. We had a ceiling to floor mirror in the front room of our house. And we had like a little hallway that led from the door to the kitchen area. And that was my stage because the living room was sunk in, and we would all dance as a family on the stage looking at each other in the mirror.
Did you
ever dance as a family? Like your mother, like dancing in the house?
No, not really. A little singing, but not much dancing.
All right. It's funny. Like, I wonder how many people actually, because dancing, like everyone, like, I think it was a nightly it was a nightly thing.
What, like your family would just dance?
Yeah, like, oh, shit. Oh, Jeff. Go, Jeff. Go.
Oh. Every night was a wedding in your house.
And I don't know if we were just delusional
that
we just thought this was like, Everybody's doing this.
No,
right?
Man. No.
But, you know, as I
that would be like a lifelong memory. I'd be like, I remember the time I was 10 and mom danced and then my sister started dancing. But, like, that's a Wednesday, apparently, for you guys. Was your dad and mom dancing?
My mom, not so much my dad. My dad would come and kind of shake his head. But then he would kind of goof around and come in a little bit. But we were doing, like, my sister was in... orchestras. It was like a dance team at school. So yeah. She, you know, she was doing this, and then I was fascinated with. I was dancing my way through high school, bro. I was going to teen dance clubs during the weekend.
When we had on Jake Johnson, and you told him that you wanted to be a stand-up since you were in second grade, were you torn? Like. Because of the dancing, did you see yourself as a Sammy Davis Jr. guy moving forward?
No. This is
dancing was just hobby and passion.
Yeah, dancing was primarily to go out, and since I was not Mr. Suave going up to girls, I figured if I could dance, that would be my I would attract girls with dancing. Instead of like talking to them because I was kind of shy. I didn't want to go up to them. Right. But I figured if I was dancing, the girls would go, oh my God, he's dancing.
Like you were living Saturday Night Fever.
It got so in college.
Yeah.
In my fraternity, girls would come to our parties because four or five of us guys were great dancers. And word got around school that, oh, Sig Pies, they got the best dancers at the house. So, like, word was circulating that Friday night, our place was the best. Because me and my buddy George would do, like, routines. Like, we would have he would be doing the same dance I would be doing. And, it was.
Oh, wow.
It was, different lifestyle, bro. Jake. Wasn't dancing in Chicago, believe me.
No one was dancing. Bro, this is like its own thing. It's unbelievable. Nobody's doing that. Like, I never heard of that, you know? I mean, and not only like, there's like five of you, so there's power in numbers, and like, and then for people to think it's cool and not weird, that's like ahead of its time, you know?
We were TikTok before TikTok. You know, everybody dances on TikTok. If we had TikTok back then, make it millions.
Millions. Now, did you guys like meet up and be like, I got a new move? Or like, did someone do a move out of nowhere and then later on you guys would be at the diner late at night and go, Joey, when you did that spin, where did that come from? Like, did you talk about the dancing?
We, and I don't know if you did this.
I didn't do anything of this so far.
We watched Soul Train.
No, I did not watch Soul Train. Okay,
so we watched Soul Train.
Right.
And we picked up a lot of the dance moves from Soul Train and brought them to the clubs.
Man.
And also watching Michael Jackson videos. And that's kind of how we grow up.
Yeah.
Just dancing.
I feel like a moonwalk would be too much, though. If I was a girl and I liked your dancing, once you hit me with a moonwalk, I'd be like, now he's weird.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think you do a moonwalk on a public dance floor, unless you do it quick and you are excellent. I mean, you pull a moonwalk off while dancing with a girl.
Yeah.
It's a little aggressive. I'm with you.
What about banging out a moonwalk after like buying a Dunkin' Donuts on the back away? Just like a split second, like they're like, here's your change shirt. You're like, thank you. And you just, boom, hit them with three and then spin and go.
Yeah.
No, and everyone in line's like, what the hell? He's just fucking doing.
No, everybody in line goes, lock the doors.
I don't know. I think that's like, I think I go home to my wife and go, the guy in line before me did a moonwalk spin.
Out the door.
Could you even pull that off?
I could still do a moonwalk, but I have to have the right environment.
What's that?
Like marble floors.
Ooh, got enough of that around.
With socks.
Can we try that later?
Well, we ain't gonna do that now.
No, I'm up for a
moonwalk right now.
That's why this show can only go so far, bro. You know what I'm saying? They'd already be setting up moonwalk contests on other shows, you know?
We're not other shows, bro.
I know.
All right? We got our own little thing here. Anything out of the ordinary... we Knicks. Why is there, and I got to ask this, and I don't know if you're saving this or what this is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that photo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, that's just something we wanted to bring. I wanted him to pull up, but I wanted to show you this. You know what this is?
No.
You're speaking of your other music hero.
Yeah, and I have my opinions, not even knowing what it is. I have my opinions on it already.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to hear my opinion on this?
Yes.
Based on what I'm looking at right now, I don't think this is a Prince-sanctioned store. Meaning, I don't think Prince had approved of this if he was alive.
Or would have approved of it if he was alive.
Yeah. This could be something from his estate trying to make money, but I don't think this would, if Prince was alive, we would not see this store. What is it?
This is, I come up off the escalator and they have a Prince store in Minneapolis Airport. And I was like, I got to take a photo of this for Sebastian. I need his take on your own store in post-life. But get this. I go to Cannes. Can you pull up a Prince store? And he goes, oh, yeah, I go there all the time in Minneapolis. And then Patrick goes, I always stop there when I'm in Minneapolis and get shirts from my family. So, I mean, this thing is...
Wait a minute.
The Prince store is, like, happening.
Was the Prince store there when he was alive?
I know he probably wouldn't have approved of it if he wasn't alive.
Did you go in?
Did I go in? No, because... I did walk in a little bit and just did a look around, but I didn't plan on buying anything. But if it was a Billy Joel store, I would have come out with a few items. I'm not going to lie to you. And I'm also not going to lie to you, if you pass away and I have any say in it, there will be a Sebastian Maniscalco store in O'Hare. And me and Jess will be setting that thing up.
What's your take on branded beach towels? Like if you snap off the towel and it's like, got a Prince logo on it, or it's Billy Joel, or it's the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
Are you into like those types of towels, or do you go with like a solid?
Well, if you go total solid, there's some people across the pool go, is that from his bathroom, right? Like it almost has to have a floral something, right?
Okay, so you're looking.
Do you do a Chicago Bears roll out?
No. I don't like anything that identifies me with anything that I like. Right. You know, like I never associated my towel to like, or my coffee mug to be a Bears mug or anything like that. So, and I want to talk about the beach towel.
That's a good thing. If I was going to tackle something that could be reinvented, I'm thinking the beach towel could use an upgrade.
Well, I don't think we go with a beach towel anymore. I think we go with a beach mat. Now, the problem with a beach towel is you lay it on the sand, right? And you're going to get some sand on the towel itself, right?
Yeah.
You come back, your feet are wet, you put your feet on the towel, now you got like a wet, like coarse sand on the towel.
All right.
I I've pitched this to a someone who runs hotels on the beach. And they didn't particularly care for the idea. And I don't know if we've ever pitched this on the show, but my pitch is when you come out of the ocean, the problem I got is where the towel is and where the ocean is, there's sand. You got to walk on the sand to get to your towel.
Right.
Your feet are filled with sand.
Yes.
I'm pitching a small foot bath right next to the towel where you, there's water in it. Rinse off the feet, step onto the towel, and now you don't get any of the sand on the towel. But the towel's never big enough. That's why I'm going with a mat, 12 feet by 16 feet. The whole family lays on like a mat, and then you could put towels on the mat. What's your take?
Man, are you kind of losing me, right?
We lost store.
No, but you're basically saying you want to faucet by the towels to rinse your feet.
I want like, you know.
Like a foot bath. Was it like, well, who changes the water in that thing? Because the minute you step in it, I ain't stepping in it.
If you go to a hotel, there's normally a lawn chair that you lay on, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put a towel on it, yeah.
Everybody has a foot bath next to the lawn chair. It's almost like another piece of equipment that you got to bring out. Like, foot bath, I mean, like, you know, when you're painting a house, you got the stuff that you put the paint in?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I've never... Oh, you're saying they should have one.
They should... provide that.
So when you get to back to your Chase Lounge, you just do a rinse. Yeah,
and then everything's clean.
I mean, on one hand, it's interesting, but on the other hand, it's like the minute I know somebody else's feet, we're in that, even though it was clean and rinsed for the next guy.
It's your personal foot bath.
What I know, but what happens when I'm done for the day? Do you throw them out?
No, they clean it out right. like a bed. What? You go to a bed, right? You go to a hotel. You got a bed.
But the minute I walk by and I see your feet planted in that thing, and then I know tomorrow I might have that tray, even though it's been cleaned by a guy who's pissed off that he even has to work overnight shift and clean the foot tray. Nasty. I'm out.
Same thing with the bed at a hotel. There's this much sheet between you and the mattress.
I know. I have a problem with all of it, bro. And you're just adding to it with your foot fucking tray. It's just all too much, man. Okay. I'm on you with the here's my idea though. You get to the thing and then you gotta get to the pool and then you gotta take your stuff off, go get your blanket, right? And come back over. Your robe. They need to design a robe that when you get to the pool, you take off, it's your blanket. Robe that turns into a blanket, bro. Then when you're done, you shake it out, put it back on your way. In the hood part of the robe, it's got insulation because you dig a little hole in the sand and your beers go in there with ice. I'm riffing this shit. Jesus Christ, bro. We give this show away. It's unbelievable. It really is, man. It really is highway robbery. What do you think of that?
I'm not into it. I see people in robes in hotels and it bothers me. You ever get an elevator and there's a couple in a robe?
Right. What about when you're at a beach resort? And you know how they have those footpaths that like lead to the ocean and there'll be like a little hammock to the right or left. You ever see someone napping in it? And you're walking past his head like 3 feet to the right and he's sound asleep. You're like, man, fuck are you napping in public and shit. That's the robe guy. That's the same guy.
My question to you with the hammock though is, you think that was a planned nap? Do you think he told his wife, babe, I saw a hammock on the way in. We'll go down, take a nap. Or is he strolling and going, a hammock.
What? Oh, he's one of those guys that like, I paid for it. I'm using every single. Here we go. Yeah. Like, I don't like that guy.
I don't either.
The rest of the trip, I'll say to Jackie, it's the fucking guy I was telling you about that was sleeping in the hammock. I mean, and the thing is, that's what the hammock is there for. You know what I mean? So you're right there with me, bro.
Why are we upset at people who are using things for what they're meant for? I mean, it's insane. It's insane.
It's like going to a bowling alley. Going, this guy's rolling the fucking ball. Oh, my God. Because it's a decoration. You're supposed to look at the brochure and go, I could take a nap there if I was a weirdo. You know? I mean, how do you even close? I'm not closing my eyes. Even when I'm on a plane, I put my hat down because I don't want another man to see me with my lids down.
You got to get MasterClass. I've been with them for 4 years? Since they came out, I joined. First thing I went to, Wolfgang Puck. I made the Branzino. I think it's recipe number 9. I made it for the entire family. My kids don't even like fish. I made the fish from Puck, and it was a home run. So a lot of different classes on MasterClass. I'm buried in the cooking class.
So I was on MasterClass checking out a guy named James Clear. He's a writer. I kind of, you know, wanted to clean up my house, so to speak. This guy's kind of a motivational guy. Here's just a little tidbit he gave. If you have good habits, time is your ally. If you have bad habits, time is your enemy. So let's make some good habits. Boom. James Clear. Getting my ducks in a row for me over at MasterClass, baby. $10 a month. This is just one guy. You got 179 other instructors, if not more. Giving it away, man, from the world's best.
I was recently on the Ez Devlin MasterClass, who is an amazing stage designer, and got some ideas from her. Also gave MasterClass as a gift to my mother. She has no idea how to log on and receive the gift, but I gave it to her.
So do yourself a favor, because every new membership also comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So you got to sign up, because there's no risk. And right now, all listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/thecast. Again, that's masterclass.com/thecast for an additional 15% off right now. Masterclass.com/thecast. Start learning from the best, baby.
Hey, I'm Rory.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right, we're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give off crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
Oh, I think I look I think I look better with my eyes closed than open. Do you ever look at yourself?
You don't do shades on a plane when you're sleeping or anything?
No.
You're letting grown men see you like that. I find that
I'm gonna do it for you.
Okay.
And I saw this maybe about a year ago. My wife took a picture of me sleeping.
Okay.
And I'm like, wow.
Let me see.
I think I look better with my eyes closed. Just take a look. All right. You got this?
I'm gonna look.
Okay. Now on the count of three, you turn, look, and my eyes are gonna be closed. All right? All right. 1, 2, 3.
Ooh. Yeah, no, that's got to look like what? If you have to open them, it's going to be like, what the fuck do you want? Why are you waking me?
Hold on, this?
That's Coffin-esque, isn't it? Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's Coffin-esque.
Wake. That's your wake face. yeah. That's a little too peaceful. That's not how you are.
What do you want me to sleep
like? Sleep like Tony Soprano would sleep. That's how I picture you sleeping.
I'm not saying like, how I would
think about all the things in your life that bother you, then close your eyes.
So that would be more like this. Hold on. If I slept how I felt.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Something happened to me last night. I went to bed around 10.
Oh man.
And
having a good time.
Lana was doing something on her phone. And I don't know, for whatever the reason, if you're on your phone in bed and I'm laying towards where the light is coming from, it bothers
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I said, Lana, come on, put it on dim or something. So I get to sleep, and I could tell I'm in a beautiful sleep. I get a hit on the back. Babe. What? Did you hear that? The door slammed. Oh. Now, this is my move. Some people would get like a weapon, a bat, something. Right. I run out of bed, open the doors, and it's almost like I want to run into the whatever's out there. I just want to run into it, right? I don't want to like plan if there's anybody in the house.
Yeah.
I don't want to like, what am I gonna do? Right. I want to scare the shit out of that guy. Just me coming out with my underwear on, just running out.
Boom, yeah.
So I came out, I looked around.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And it was nothing.
Right.
I knew what it was. And when I woke up, I go, no, it's kind of like the wind and our doors don't shut all the way. So
yeah.
It kind of gets a little suction.
If it was a man, right? An intruder. Do you think as you're approaching him and you see him, that would wake you up so well that like you wouldn't be like, oh, I should have took that minute over here to regroup. Then what are you gonna do when you reach him?
Don't know. I always see a dive, like a dive to right. The guy, and the guy like he's hit with like a 200 pounds
right.
of a sleeping body.
Yeah, I feel like when I think about that, you have to be so crazy on a level that you didn't even know it was in, like, like when the smoke clears, I always think, like, they got to go, dude, you bit his fucking cheek off. I'm like, what? Like, you know, like, if you're doing that, if you got mouth of flesh, and you're spitting that shit out and coming in for another bite, wow. You know, that makes up for no karate lessons. You either take karate lessons or you eat flesh. That's what I feel, right? They got you like, ah! What the fuck? Ah!
Holy shit. That's what it fucking thinks, man.
So you're saying,
bro.
Oh my God. You go into a complete blackout, right? You're doing this. You're eating the guy's face off. You come up. Yeah. And you're like, holy, like Jackie goes out, shit. His fucking nose is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
That's how crazy you got to get, bro. Because how crazy is that guy to be in your house already? He's already a level of crazy.
Do you think that guy, while he's getting his face eaten off,
right,
is sitting there going, I can't believe what's happening to me?
Yes. Yes. I picked the wrong house, bro. Fucking cannibalism going on up here. Oh, my God. Word would get out in the news. You wouldn't even need security anymore. Holy shit. God damn. Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? Just like, out of rage. That's what it takes, man.
Do you think if your wife come out and see you with some other guy's nose in your mouth, right? Do you think the relationship after that takes a turn? Like after your wife sees that, do you think next day she could just sit there at breakfast with you and go, pass the toast?
I know. See, that's it. We have different wives, right? I feel like my wife would be more in love with me. I feel like your wife might call a divorce lawyer. That was horrifying. You should have just let him have the downstairs. Right? She's got a little more of a peaceful side to it. Oh, man.
No, I can actually see your wife doing it. Oh,
yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, so I don't know, man. But that's you went right out there and did what you had to do, though.
My heart rate goes up so fast.
Yeah.
Now I'm in bed, right? Yeah. And my wife, you know, I come back and she's half asleep. She's half asleep. And I'm like, I got another half hour. I got to bring it down. Okay. Because I sit there now, I think, I go, okay, what if somebody's here?
Is there an obligation, though? Anytime, this goes for every man out there, every time you're laying in bed, if your wife or your girlfriend wakes you up and says, I heard something, is there an automatic obligation to check it out? Or can you look at her and go, you know what, you thought that too many times, I'm taking a rain check, and go back down? Like, do you always have to get up?
Yeah, because the time I don't
is the time.
Is the time where I come out and the whole house is gone.
That's what you say. No, and now you're laying there going, "He's literally leaning over me right now, getting ready to stick me in the back." Right.
My face.
The Pete and Sebastian Show.
A while back, we asked the listeners to email some things that are going on in your life. Maybe you've seen them in the news or what have you, and get our take on it. So this is a new segment that we've entitled, What's Your Take? And we're going to bring some of those up and discuss them. Nice. So let's start with the first one we got.
Hi, Pete and Sebastian. This is Anastasia, and I need to know your take on something. Every time my husband and I are invited to a friend's house, whether it's for drinks or dinner or just hanging out, mainly in the wintertime, actually in the summertime too, he will always find a way to like sneak his nasty slippers into my purse. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. I feel like either just wear your socks or keep your shoes on. So I need to know your take.
Make sure I understand exactly what
you're saying. What's happening is they go, let's say you and Jackie come to my house, right? You live here. And then you take your shoes off at the front door and you go, babe, slippers?
Oh, my God.
And you're walking around my house in your home slippers.
Right.
So what's your take? I'm bringing your own footwear to somebody's house. Well,
you go first because you have such an opinion about this anyway when someone comes to someone's house with that.
I know where this guy his head's at.
Yeah.
However, I think this is way too aggressive to be bringing your slippers that you wear at home to somebody's house. If I was going to do this, I'd bring a box, brand new, right out of the box. You don't mind? I'd like to wear some slippers at your house. My feet are killing me or whatnot. Brand new slippers.
Right.
And then, you know what? I might go as far as saying that you have, if you're going to do this, your own travel slipper that's designated as the trip. Like you have shoes that you only use to go get the mail, right?
No, only indoor, and then I slip into my outdoor to get the mail, slip back. Indoor okay. shoes, like an indoor cat.
All right. You could pull this off if you have designated slippers that only leave the house. I don't like the fact that this guy's walking around his own kitchen with those slippers.
Right.
And then he's in somebody else's living room.
Yeah.
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 And those slippers, I got to tell you, you got to look at the wear and tear of a slipper and make a decision and say, time for a new pair.
Right.
Right?
Yes. Yes. I listen, we're on the same page with a lot. Because first of all, I think it's a really kind of a cool move. But if you're going to do it, a move, first of all, the other problem I have with it, I don't even know how I pulled this off. You're gonna get Lana to carry your slippers for her to the party?
That's another move I don't like.
Jack, you'd be like, carry your own fucking slippers.
How big is the purse?
Oh my God, what are you bringing?
And you got shoes in there. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and those look like they came from the Prince store. Them purple things, right? I mean, the wear and tear, I agree. Making the wife pull, like, you know, all right, baby, give me my slippers. But otherwise, you know, if you're going to make me go without my shoes and someone pulls out a brand new, or not, that would be brand new, but a nice pair of leather. I brought my own. When I go other, I'm like, this is, it's a kind of a cool move, man.
Well, what if someone go, I'm doing all every scenario. You go to somebody's house.
Right.
And maybe necessarily you don't really know them that well. Maybe it's the first time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they go, take your shoes off at the door. And you go, yeah, no problem. But I brought my indoor shoes. You mind if I put those on? And they go like, what? No, they're my indoor shoes. They haven't touched outside. They've only been inside. Is that a move?
That's what he's doing.
Yeah, but it's the slippers. I'm talking about bringing a sneaker.
Yes, you have to take the person's word. If I go, these are my Skechers. They never leave the indoors in my own home. So I knew you didn't want me. So what's the difference if my clean Skecher or my clean sock is touching your floor? What's that to you? As long as there's nothing dirty, right?
Or a brand new pair. You bring a brand new pair.
Brand new pair, guy. You know what inflation is right now?
No. I'm not saying every time. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, these are my, I leave them in the trunk of my car when I go places and people want me to take my shoes off. These are my traveling indoor Skechers. Right? So, is that good enough for you? I saw an invention. This doesn't help Anastasia because they're doing this on the road. Whether you step in it and it wraps a bag on your foot. What do you think of that?
I'm not into it.
No?
It's too much. The thing, wrapping. Everybody's walking around. They look like they're painting the house. I'm not into that.
Yeah, but you take a man's shoe off, and you're emasculating him a little bit, I feel like.
I used to do a bit about taking your shoes off at somebody's house, right?
Right.
And I feel like if I was at somebody's house, right, and I was having a discussion about U.S. politics in my socks.
Right.
Whatever's coming out of my mouth, you can't even, it's not even valid. It almost erases your credibility.
Right.
Right?
That's what I love about Anastasia's husband's move, and I'll close on this. He's like, oh, you want to try and take away my power in this politics, but now I put on my purple slippers, and I'm back up here.
You put on slippers?
Yeah.
It's worse than socks. It's worse than socks.
I see it as a power move.
Bro,
you trying to make me go in my socks? I'm going to double down and hit you with slippers.
I've gone as far as this. Guy comes over to your house, and he's going to give you an estimate on painting your living room,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And he comes in. He's in his boots and one. He's like, Pete, it's going to cost about, I don't know, $1,300 for the living room. What do you say? And you go, I don't know. I was thinking more like $1,200, and he looks down, and you got slippers on.
Huh.
So you're at a disadvantage.
But in my own home?
Yeah.
No, not my own home.
You can't negotiate price in slippers.
That's how confident I am. You coming in with your steel toes trying to intimidate me? I'm in my Tony Soprano with his slippers going to get the mail. I'm frightened.
Yeah, but that's like, that's Tony Soprano.
That's how, you know, I see myself. Like,
All right.
I love it. That was a good one.
This strikes a nerve. What's your take on reality TV shows? Housewife, Southern Charm, things like that. My wife watches this, and I'm like, how does anybody bother to follow it? And here's the reason why I ask. Because I'm here enjoying my beer, and from the peripheral, I hear how elementary these plot lines are. Many things I just go, yeah, so what? Who cares? It's a big deal. So what are they for? I know it's entertainment, but what's your take?
Do you watch any reality TV?
Jackie does a lot. And she gets mad when I come in. Like, I'll be like at night, I'll be like, no, I'm going to be in my office tonight. And then I got nothing. So I come in, I'll sit on the edge of the couch and I'll say a few things. And she'll look over.
Guy, you fucking said you weren't going to be out here. Okay. So this is what, yes, I like to watch this shit. If you're going to sit there and make fun of it, then just, you know.
I'm like, no, it's cool. It's just that they're always fucking mad. They're always mad at each other. And then the next day they're hugging over white wine. So I don't know.
I watch Love is Blind. It's a dating show.
Okay.
The only reason I've watched it is because it's the only show that Lana and I could watch together where, you know, you could be half in it. A lot of times if we watch a drama movie, the amount of rewinding we got to do. It's like when I go, hold on, rewind that. And I go, why? I had to check something. There's always an interruption, right? Right. These shows, you could literally fall asleep, wake up, and go, oh, okay. Like you don't need like.
Yeah, that don't matter. That's so bad. You're literally, the thing about reality shows, you're giving yourself less credit because you're really not even watching TV. You're really hanging with some ambient.
Yeah,
shit.
It's like music.
It is.
It's like music in the background.
Yeah. So the bigger question is, you know, would you be in one? Would you and your wife be in one at any level? I'm not just saying you guys out here, but like, you know, wherever he lives, he's like making fun of him. But if they knocked on the door and told his wife, we want you to be in the next version of.
I wouldn't, because everything, like, look at how many edits we do here. Can you imagine if we didn't have control of the editing? Like, can you imagine what we've said on this podcast? If we didn't have the ability to go, take that out. And then just,
oh my God,
this is cameras constantly in the house, right?
Yeah.
Hey, can you imagine that picking up and then you go, can you edit that out? And then, oh, no, you don't have any.
I don't. Do you remember like the first year pretty much we started doing this cast when Ryan Seacrest Productions came to my house and was gonna do reality. I found that recently. It's like 25 minutes. We made the pilot.
Yeah. You found it?
And I was so green with like, you know, I'm going to do whatever you said. I was like, whatever, you know, I'm like, guy, if we're not doing this, I'm just getting on a Norwegian cruise, I think. So, like, I look at the old footage, and they had me in the woods with a real bow and arrow, like an Indian. And the joke was my father-in-law wasn't ready to let me use a crossbow. So I'm walking through the woods like this, pretending I'm hoping that, and you're like, oh my God, this would have ruined me.
Oh.
You know?
Would it?
Oh.
They could have took off, and you could have been Ryan Seacrest too.
Jackie was pregnant. She had the baby like 2 days after they left. Oh my God.
We gotta see that footage.
Yeah, you're right though. You don't have any say in it. But on the flip side, you know, they're like I'll never forget, my father-in-law had these deer antlers in the barn, and they made him sign a contract that if this show goes and you start selling deer antlers on like Walmart, we get a percentage of it. So you're like, well, wow, this must be powerful shit. You know, if this shit go Duck Dynasty, forget it, right? I like this. This is cool.
We're having fun at this segment. Go ahead. What else we got?
What's up, guys? It's about 8:40 Wednesday morning. 11 degrees out. It's freezing. just waiting to go and work. What do you think about your wife being able to eat double the amount of you all the time? And I just want to say that we're not big people. I'm about 110 pounds. My husband's 170. We recently went to a steakhouse. We both got 22-ounce bone-in ribeyes. And the only thing left on my plate was the bone. Meanwhile, he got half of his wrapped up to go because he was full. And it's no matter what we eat. Tacos, I'll eat 6-7 tacos, he'll eat 3. It's pretty much with any meal, I feel like I eat double the amount of him. Would you be embarrassed? What's your take on that?
Great. I think that's so great.
I ain't got no problem with that. What? I ain't got no problem with that. If Jackie was wolfing down half, double what you were eating.
No, I wouldn't have a problem with that. You know, your wife is thin. That woman's obviously thin and in shape. I would, if I was Jackie, I'd have a problem with me. Like, you know, kind of man am I with that can't even finish his taco? No offense to that guy, but that's what she's saying. She's like, obviously questioning his, you know.
Yeah, I agree. If you're the man and you can't finish a T-bone,
right.
You got to reevaluate, bro.
But don't you two, as a good husband, if your wife is like, listen, I'm going to finish your steak, and if you don't finish yours, I'm going to look like an animal. So I need you to overeat. Like, I'm almost eating for the team.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
You know the problem I had there? What? They've ordered the same thing. What's your take? I'm getting the same shit at the restaurant. Like, we do this a lot. I go, what are you getting? She goes, I'm going to get the sea bass. In my head, I won't even tell her, but in my head, I go, I'm just going to get the sea bass. So I'd go, and she goes, what are you going to get? I said, I'm going to get the filet. Right? So we'll never get the same thing. Do you?
See, but you, because you're thinking, and yes, I do, because, and Jackie told me this, because like, let's say she gets a sea bass, and I go, I was going to get the sea bass, but instead I'll get the filet. She'll go, if your filet sucks, you're not having any of my sea bass, if that's like you think your move is going to be. So I'm like, all right, then I'll get the sea bass too. You know, because that's what sounds like you think you do. I'll try this one, so we'll do the switch.
Well, Lana likes the taste different. So like the next time we come back, we had two different things.
Well, that's a whole other thing. You're telling me in life, Lana's a mother of two children. She's on the move. And she's going to go back. She does that. Remembers the restaurant. And goes, I had a taste of your thing last time. I liked that. And I remember that. Like, I couldn't even tell you what I ate at the last place I was at.
Oh, we know. Oh,
yeah, that's a food thing, right? It's like with food.
Last time we came here, we had the cacio pepe pasta. And then we remember that was pretty good. This time we're going to have maybe some bolognese. We test it out. It's a sampling.
Right.
I just don't like the we'll have two 22-ounce T-bone together. What the fuck?
They're at a steakhouse, though.
Get to New York or something else. Taste that. And, oh, no, that's good. That tastes my. Oh, that's good, too. You know, like, you get, like, and then, this is the way I look at it. I know my wife's never going to finish the whole thing, right? So I know whatever I get, I'm going to have, like, a meal and a half.
Right.
Because I'm the type of guy, I can't leave anything on the plate.
Right.
And then that's from my father.
Right. But do you do doggy bags? Are you okay with that?
We do sometimes, you know, obviously if we're full, we'll bring it home for the kids for maybe lunch or the next. But you know what? Doggy bags are a nice idea. And I'd love to get a survey on 100 households who take doggy bags home. How many people actually heat it up or ends up going in the garbage.
Right. That's true.
Right.
Because it's the mentality, not let it go to waste, but you will when you get home. But to that person's question, man, you really kind of gave an interesting solution without even realizing it. You're saying don't get the same thing. So it won't be as big of a deal if you eat more than him because you're not even having the same thing.
That's great.
And if you're still hungry, you know, you got something else to look forward to because he ain't going to finish. So yeah.
Dean Sebastian, longtime listener of the cast. So about a week ago, it was my mother-in-law's birthday. We went out to eat at a restaurant. My wife bought her a birthday cake and brought it to the restaurant, gave it to the waitress when we got there and asked her to put it in the refrigerator. I thought it was a little white trash. We had a disagreement about it. What's your take on bringing a birthday cake to a restaurant and asking them to serve it after the meal's over? Thanks, guys.
We've done this. We've brought a cake to a restaurant because it was a special cake or it was a special flavor. We knew the restaurant wasn't going to have the cake. And we said, and listen, I agree with this guy. I would have agreed with this guy 15 years ago because I would look at this like, look at this shit, cheap fuck. They're bringing their own cake. They can't get the cake that's already here. Right?
Right.
But then I was on the other end of this. I used to work at the Four Seasons. People go, hey, we brought a cake. And I go, what the fuck? Now we got to go in the back and clear space in the refrigerator and maybe take a shelf out because this thing is too high and put the cake in. I get the frustration there.
Yeah,
I got to tell you, when you're at a restaurant and you got a cake that you like and everybody's going to eat, it's worth it. It's worth it.
Well, what do? You make up for it with the tip? You tip extra well for now?
Yeah, no. I mean, you're gonna tip.
That sounds like a tough move, man.
let's go a step further. What kind of cake are you bringing to the restaurant? Because whatever cake you bring, it has to be better than whatever they're serving.
Does it have to be, this is what I think, does it have to be a birthday cake? Can you just be like, oh, my wife loves carrot cake. I don't like yours. We brought our own carrot cake. Wait, you know.
So you're saying It has to be a different flavor of cake than what they're carrying.
No, not necessarily, but it has to be something that you plan on putting a candle on, and it's like
you're just randomly bringing in a cake.
Right. Right. Like my father-in-law was telling me once recently that he was in Australia and he bought bread and he loved just at a bakery. It was so good. And then I went to lunch and I gave it to the person I was where I was having lunch. Because you bring this out with my soup? I'm like, you gave the bread that you got at a bakery? And he's like, well, you know, it was just so like, that's not acceptable. But if a birthday situation, you're like, got people here, we're going to put a candle. That's a different thing.
Let's say you got a loaf of bread.
Yeah, yeah.
That you buy from a bakery, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you love this bread. And you're going to a steakhouse. And you're coming from the bakery. Can you go, cut this up in the back and bring a basket of the bread out? Like, does it have to be a birthday cake or could it be anything?
No, it has to be. It has to be a birthday cake. Although, you know, I have a friend. He says, when you fish in Key West, you come in what you catch. If you go on one of these charter boats, you give it to the restaurant, they cook it up for you, your fish.
Yeah, but that's like, but what if you brought fish in to a normal restaurant?
And yeah,
like,
right.
Listen, we know you see, you don't have tilapia.
Yeah.
Could you fry this up first?
Right, right. The cake is out. I'm sorry. Tell your wife. The cake is out.
Cake's out?
Yeah, you can't do that. You're saving on the other side. There is no other side. I sell fucking cake here. You can't come in with your cake.
I get it.
All right. We're having fun with this, but it's ridiculous.
I'll go with you on this.
All right.
All right. Let's see.
Hey, Pete and Sebastian. Here's our submission for What's Your Take. What do you guys think of the metal Shutterfly poster as a Christmas gift this year?
Hey. I had to give it to them. We were thinking about giving you guys one, too. It was a great trip. But, Fort Lauderdale, never forget it. Thank you, guys.
We'd love to send one to you guys. Just let us know.
We'll bring one out to you. What do you think?
It's good, dudes.
These are the guys we met in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
From my understanding from the video, is a Shutterfly, what is that? Is that something that you...
Printing.
Printing. Okay. So they're sending out this as... Christmas gifts?
The one friend made it for the other friend, but what is it he's holding up?
A picture of us.
Oh, wow. Cool. Well,
I gotta tell you.
That's good. That'll last forever.
I like the idea.
Someone's gonna buy that in an antique, in a bond, 200 years from now.
It says here, years and years ago, these two were part of something called the Cast. This piece was autographed by someone named Tom Cruise. $50 and it's yours.
And I'm hung up on, I don't know how you feel about yourself. I'm speaking on my behalf. Every photo I ever see of myself, I don't currently look as good as I did in the photo. Like, it's just a slow decay now for me. You know what I'm saying? Like I look better then.
Okay.
And so if you took a photo of me yesterday, I look better in that than I do today. It's just... down, it's never coming back.
You don't think there's a reversal that's going to happen? Let's say you keep up with this vegan thing, right? No. And then we see you in a year, and we're going to go, holy, is this still with the vegan?
I don't think so, man.
I got to tell you, just as a friend, all right?
Oh, no.
Nah.
All right, here we go.
Meat does something
okay.
For your... skin,
mm-hmm.
Right? This vegan shit
mm-hmm.
makes you, and I'm not saying necessarily I'm getting this from you, but if you keep up with it, I see where this is going. Mm-hmm. You're going to look like a corpse.
Really?
Okay? And I'll tell you why.
What am I going to look like in a little while, my skin?
It's going to look like soup, like clam chowder, you know, like
pale,
white, and yeah.
Right.
You're going to need, like, here.
I'm sorry. I've never looked at anyone's skin and said, you need a steak.
Oh, yeah. All the time. All the time.
Oh, really? All the
time. This is how much I love steak. Had a cowboy steak last night. Lana and I shared it. Leftovers. I cut some. Cut some for my kid's lunch. All right?
Oh, I love it.
And the rest with the bone.
Yeah.
I had for breakfast with 3 eggs. Oh.
Oh my God. You're like eating for a heavyweight boxer in the middle of training.
I might pass away tonight, right. But I gotta tell you,
I was going to say, your skin is glowing. Did you have steak for breakfast? But what's your take on when you tell me sometimes when you have steak, you're sweating? You call meat sweats.
I figured out what it was. I don't get the meat sweats anymore. It's meat combined with wine that equals meat sweats.
Oh.
Last night, perfect. Body temperature was great. Actually, minus 0.1 on the body temperature on the ring last night.
Right.
And no sweating. It's when you combine the alcohol with the meat. And right. I got to tell you, I drank alcohol 4 times this year.
Yeah.
And I saw James Corden. Is that the guy's name?
Yeah.
He was saying when you drink alcohol, you're borrowing time from the next day. Because he was saying that when you drink and you get up the next day, mm-hmm. you need 3 or 4 hours to like regroup, and it's stealing time from you. What? I heard that, bro. I ain't touching it.
Really?
I ain't touching it. That's all I'm touching is meat and eggs. Right?
Yeah.
It's my diet.
That's it.
All right. What do we got here? Is our last one?
Hi, guys. This is Downtown Patty, and it's always sunny in Parkville. And here, I made a little sign. What's Your Take? By Downtown Patty. See this beautiful clean sidewalk that-a-way? And see the beautiful clean sidewalk that-a-way? We got this thing in Parkville called Next Door, and it's an app for everybody in Parkville to get into everybody else's business. My husband loves his snowblower, so he gets out and he snowblows up and down this side of Main Street because he's a nice guy. On Next Door, these people get on and start going, well, whoever snow blew my sidewalk, you did us a disservice and you made the sidewalk slippery. So whoever is doing the snow blowing in Parkville, you need to follow it up with salting it. So what is your take on that? That's the beef. And what's your take on this Next Door BS? And here we go. Bye, guys.
That was just outstanding, man. Outstanding.
Now, there's a lot going on in this video.
All good. Beautiful.
This is the problem I got with people nowadays, right?
Yeah.
No matter what you do, someone's got a problem with it, right?
Yeah.
This is the same people. If this guy was snow plowing his own sidewalk and he didn't do everybody, they'd be going, look at this asshole, didn't even come and do mine.
Exactly.
Now that he did it, now there's a problem. So you can't win.
No.
The guy's trying to be a nice neighbor,
right.
Plowed a whole street, and now the sidewalk is slippery. Now they want salt. If he would have put salt down, someone would have said, and then somebody's going to slip on the salt pellets.
My dog, it hurts his paws. Absolutely.
Yeah, so you can't win no matter what you do.
Who's got the courage to email this lady anything?
This lady looks like she runs the block.
Downtown Patty, don't fuck around.
Do you think she made that up, or did somebody give her that nickname?
How'd you get it?
How'd she get the nickname? Downtown.
Oh, but I don't know. You know, I mean, it seems like somehow it must be something endearing because she has an awesome husband who, by the way, I got to give Downtown Patty credit for editing better than I would if I was doing my own video. I mean, the cutaways, shades on, fantastic.
Not only that, how much time do you got on your hands? You made a sign.
Oh, man.
That's commitment.
That's unbelievable. And I just want to say in closing, Patty, I couldn't agree with you more personally. I don't know about you, but...
That's ridiculous that your neighbors are bitching that your husband did a nice gesture and it goes for naught.
They should be bringing over wine.
Yeah.
Truly.
I agree. But thanks, Downtown Patty, for sharing your video. And I don't know if you caught this. The sound of the walking... sounded like, could be mistaken, she had slippers on.
Like a little drag of a foot?
What's your take of slippers outside during a winter walk on a sidewalk, bringing the slippers inside. That's like a, that's a no-no, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you look.
I feel like you don't want to say anything about this woman because she's going to, like, assassinate you.
No, I just think she's a nice lady. But is this a neighborhood near you when she was saying it's a Chicago neighborhood?
Was it Parksville? I don't even know. It sounded like Ohio or something. Could be anywhere.
Do you think there's someone looking out right now, that window going, oh, what's Patty doing out there now?
I feel like Patty's always outside.
Awesome, man. Good hang.
Listen, that's the first time we've done that, and I'm looking forward to more videos from you. If you have a What's Your Take, you want to send it in, go to PeteAndSebastian@gmail.com. Submit your videos of What's Your Take, and we'll critique him here on the Pete and Sebastian Show. Good hang, everybody. We'll see you next week.
The show has ended.
Your family would just dance?
Yeah, like, oh, shit. Oh, Jess. Go, Jess.
Every night was a wedding in your house.